So it's my great joy this morning to introduce Alina and Rory Lennon. Don't know if they're related to John Lennon. Praise God, we've got redeemed Lennons in the kingdom. Amen. And I just want to honor them this morning. They've come into our lives with a bang, and you will see what I mean when they start ministering. And if there's one thing I love about them is their absolute sold-outness and their passion for Christ. So we've invited them as a family to minister to us as families, and we're looking forward to what they have to bring to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Trudy. God bless you. Thank you. How are you doing, church? Grow Church, we like to hear you this morning. My husband's coming up to minister. We've got a few surprises for all the children, the Grow children. How are you doing, Grow children? Are you ready for a wonderful surprise this morning?
Yes.
We've got a special visitor. Do you know who it is?
Yes,
no, it's not me. No. No. So God bless you. This is Rory Lennon. I'll just hand it over to him.
Thanks, Father. Morning. Oh, your morning is very small. Morning. Well, your morning is waking up. Morning.
Morning.
I have good acoustics in here, but I still can't hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better. Hey, turn to the person on your right. Tap them on the shoulder and say, it's good you're here today.
It's good to hear you.
Turn to the person on the other side and say, you will be blessed today. God bless you all. Well, as Trudy's given us an awesome welcome, my name's Rory Lennon, my wife's Alina, and our kids are here, Shekinah and Carlin, and Trinity's at her grandmother's. Yeah. No. Kids. It's family day. That's what we're doing, isn't it? Family day. Yeah? And so I actually prepared a video, but technology being what it is, it doesn't always talk to each other, which is not how it should be in our families. And so we've got a backup, hopefully, and we'll get to that in a sec. But before we do, we've got a special fun presentation for all the kids. And so what we want the kids to do is to come down the front. So all the kids, just stand up, wave at me. If you're a kid, whether you're one, you're six, or you're 60, if you're a kid...
This is... Heaven
and you want to come
earth.
Down and do kid stuff, amen, as part of the family thing that we're doing today, I want you to come down the front here. Come on, Chicky. Come on, Carlin. Kids, come on. Come right down the front. Sit down on the front here. Yep, right down here in front of Pastor Trudy. No, turn around this way. Look at me. But just up against the back there. All right, I'll just move this out of the way. And while we're waiting for that to happen, I'll share a little bit about us, because today I want to share part of our family with you. That's how you make family. You share part of your life with each other. And so I grew up without a father. My father left my mother when I was two. And so I grew up with a dysfunctional family. And so I know what families are like when they don't work. My mum was great, but one person can't do the job of two. And so we live in a world that's dysfunctional. Jesus came when I was 28 years old. I'd never heard the gospel, but he stepped into my life and I discovered that I have a father that will never leave me nor abandon me, one who doesn't leave me alone and is always there for me. And he reinvented for me what it means to have a family. Until then, I'd never loved anybody. I never really understood what it was to love, because most people live their life just loving what's in front of them, what relates to them. But when you're broken apart and nothing relates to you, Christ comes in and he gives you a new relationship that's more than yourself. And so the point of families is to discover something more than yourself. The only reason we have debates about homosexuality and, you know, family dysfunction and alternative lifestyles is because people are broken and they don't understand what it means to build a family. A family isn't two people who just enjoy each other. It's two people who make new life. And the goal of having that new life is to pass on something wonderful and create new generations. the homosexual debate falls apart on the fact that you can't breed. Can't be genetic. It's a choice. It's a choice to not live in what you're created for and not enjoy the blessing of what you're created to do, to bring forth new life, to bring forth you. Someone brought you forth. And so family is really understanding the connections between generations, the connections between what makes us people and what makes us more than just ourselves. That's what family's about, being more than yourself. It's about learning to lose your selfishness in the selflessness and starting to love that which is more than you. And so if you're going to do that, you've got to sort of step out of your box. When we grow up, we're selfish, but we've got to step out of our box in order to become different. When we discover that difference, we start to really live for what it is that makes life wonderful. And so I just want to let you know that we can step out of our box and begin to start to change from today. Waiting. Hey! This is Allie, the friendly clown. Everyone say hi, Allie. Say hi, Allie. Carlin, shush. Say hi, Allie. Say, look, there's a big kid down here. There's one over there. There we go. Big kid. If we want to really change our world, we've got to let ourselves be changed. And so the best way to allow ourselves to be changed is to take off what's normal and put on what's not normal for us. We discover our joy in things that we've not done before and taking a chance, sticking our neck out for things that we've never had a go at. To find something different and wonderful, we have to first be looking for it. We have to first go searching for it. But if we will, what you'll find is there's a treasure in that unknown. There's a treasure that's available to you if you'll just allow yourself to be changed. Families, what can you say? Shh. Don't interrupt. Just, okay. So if we allow, one of the most wonderful changes is the blood of Jesus can be given to you. Not just for you, but for your family, for your kids, for your generations. The blood of Jesus is the life that the Father gives to His Son. It's a transference of one life to another. And then the Son gives up for sons. And so if we take the blood of Jesus and we say, God, let it come into my life. Allow your life to come into my life. Let me be a son. Let me be part of your family. What God will do is He'll pour His blood. He'll pour His life down inside of you. And with a word and the breath of the Holy Spirit, suddenly magic will happen. You'll start to change. Shh! Come here, you. Come here. Come here. You're already telling. Be quiet. Okay? Don't talk anymore. What happens, though, is that one day, the day that we leave this life and enter our real family home, that life that God hid inside of you will be revealed. And you'll be able to show the whole world how you let the life and the family connection of God into your world. It'll transform you and make you a new person. But it's not enough to know this. It's not enough to know it. Here, put that hat on him. It's not enough to know it. You have to, shh. Okay, go and sit down on the end of there. That's the quiet bit. Go and sit down, please. Go on. Then be quiet. Sit down. No more talking. Hey, how many of you know in families we both have love and discipline? There we go. And so one thing we want to do is bring the light of the world into our life. It's not enough to know that Christ has done these things for us. We have to step out into another realm altogether. We have to allow God to not just give us intellectually those things that belong to us, but we need to let Him light up our world. What's she going to do now, kids? What's she going to do now? Ready? What we want to do is take that light that we've been given, the life of God that's been given to us, and we want to put it inside our hearts and then bring it out and share it with the next person. And so once it goes in their ear, and then they can go and speak it, but we don't want to let it, we don't want to put it in and let it out. We want to put it in. Clowns, what can you do? And then we want to speak it out to other people. Don't let the devil steal the light God's given you. We want to share that light. And let it come out for all the world to see. And pass it on to the next person. And pass it on to the next person. And pass it on to the next person. That's how families are created in the natural. And that's how families are created in the supernatural. Is there anyone else who wants to receive the light? Come on. Here we go. So what we do, we hear the word. And faith comes by hearing. That transforms us into the children of God when we believe it. But then we have something more to do with it. It's so good we can't keep it to ourselves. What do we have to do once we receive it? We need to open our mouth, let it out so that others can receive it. Amen. And so, in conclusion, what is it that we're really after here? What is it that Ali, the friendly clown, is trying to get across to you? That she may have walked in looking like all of us, just dressed normally. But when she decided that she was going to step out and believe the word of God, it turned her into a fool for Christ. Amen. But the fool for Christ has drawn the children of your families into her world. Because she's decided to be different, and she's decided to love more than just her own. She's allowed the word of God to become more than just a book. Some people think it's just a book. For them, it's just a bunch of empty pages with a big title on the front. But some they read the book. They discover that it has ink between the pages, that it brings alive a certain story. But when you're born again, when you ask God to bring that light through that blood into your life, what happens is that Bible becomes alive to you. So it's important to become a fool for Christ, because it's the foolish things of this world that God uses to confound the wisdom of this world. It's the foolish things of God that He transforms our life with. And so anyone want to see that again? Because family service, we need to talk to each other like family. Anyone, if you want to see it again, lift your hand up. Oh, yeah, go and show them again. So if we let the Word of God be more than a book, some people just say it's a book. Well, you say, well, I've actually read what's in the book. I've seen the ink on the paper. They may even say to you, I've seen that too. I've seen that ink on the paper. But the truth is, there's more to this book. It's a history book, but it's a family book. When you let God bring it alive in your life, His Word will come alive in your world. And so, we want to bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Ali, the friendly clown. Today, she's Ali, the family clown. Praise God. Give her a hand. That's my family. We like to clown around. We like to muck around. But we do it with a purpose. We do it with a reason. The reason is simple. You've met my wife. I don't know if we've got the... Have we got the other video? You downloaded it? Okay, no problem. So I just... my wife and I have been running a ministry called Heaven and Earth for 7 years now. And we raised up 2 churches here in Melbourne. We've raised up 20 over in India. We've been doing crusades. I've particularly been traveling into Asia and India and Africa. And I've seen a great need, a huge need. It's more than my need. We live in a world that's pretty much centered around my needs. We live in a society here in Australia. You live in a society here in Australia that says, buy this, you'll be happy. Buy this, your kids will be happy. Buy this, it'll make your life happy. But when the GFC came along and said, you can't buy this anymore, in the famous words of MC Hammer, can't touch this. No. What happened to the great promise? What happened to the great illusion? It was seen for what it was, a figment of men's imagination. You see, this world's not made up of what makes you comfortable, because the end of this life isn't comfortable. But the problem is, you can settle for being comfortable. You can settle for just having your family. What suits you? What's nice for you? But Jesus Christ came, lived with his family for 30 years, and then said, I must be about my Father's business. Who's your father? Who's your family? Who do you belong to? My father left my mother when I was 2. If I dwell on it for too long, it makes me want to kill people. I spent 14 years learning to do martial arts because I was angry at my father. Is that what this world's about? I wanted to kill him. Is that what this world's about? That drove me into a broken life. Is that what this world's about? Is that what we're here for? What's our family here for? Yeah. To preach the gospel. From the mouth of a child. Pray for them and heal them. That's right. Can I tell you that you are here for such a time as this? To transform your world. You don't have your family. You don't have my family. We have our family. We have one Father. That's the Lord God in heaven. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be the first fruits, the firstborn, the first son of an extended family that belong to each other, that are able to own each other's homes because none of them say, this is mine, it's ours. Because they don't look at their life and say, I'm living for what I can get out of this world. The Bible says the Gentiles seek after these things. The unsaved people who don't know heaven and are destined for hell. All they think about is what I've got right now. They don't think about, but how's the person across the road living? How's the person overseas living? I've been to India and Africa, and can I tell you? 40% of India live in poverty. Children clean out sewage because they're told they were reincarnated to do that for a living. They're so bad in their last life, they have a really bad this life. And who would go to them? Who would open their eyes to say, I will come be a new family for you? In February, I was in Ghana, in Africa. I got off a platform, we were ministering, we saw so many miracles, we saw God do so much. But as I stepped off the platform, as I was walking back to the car, a little girl about this big came up to me. She took my hand and she said, sir, can you take me home? Can you be my daddy? And I said, where's your parents? And she said, they're no more. They're no more. Both her parents had died. She had no one. And so my wife and I, at the end of this year, actually moving to Africa because the need is so great. It's not enough just to give to it. Tithe message is just 10%. But Jesus came, he said, I want it all. I want you to love me and what I love so much that you discover your real family. It's an extended family. They're not always a pretty family. They're certainly not dressed in their best. But most of them live in places where they can't get enough food for the day. I don't want your gifts, your gold bracelets, and your small offerings. I want everything you've got, even if it's 2 coppers. Because to me, that'll change the world. Because it's everything of you, given for everything of me, so that I can give it all to them, so that we can be one. See, today, we're not here because we're visiting a family member and having lunch together and sitting back and go, wasn't that nice? I'm from an Irish background. We don't have nice family meetings. Amen. My father grew up in a house that they would go each other with knives and broken bottles. And so family's not family without Jesus. Family's not family. You can make the best of it, but death will come and tear it up. So what should we have as the life and the motto of our family? What should it be that we're really doing? When you come here, you gather together as a church, you know you're a family. And you who are here, you may not have been knit into this church. Do you know that this is a family waiting to happen to you? But more than that, when you walk out the door, do you realize that God has prepared new members of the family just for you? We call it evangelism, outreach, whatever. You know what it is? It's finding your family. We used to have women in our churches say, I just want a husband. I'd say, have you considered that you need to get out in the streets? He may be the next man you meet. Do you know we saw a spike in people going out on the streets, particularly single women? Yeah. Funnily enough, the pastor down in Geelong, we got a guy saved and delivered from the spirit of yoga. By the way, yoga's a devil. And got it delivered from a spirit of yoga. And he wound up marrying her. You know? Can I appeal to you as one member of your extended family that God has created on the face of the earth called the human race? We're a human family. We actually have one identity, one Father. His name is Jesus Christ. He's revealed the Father in the identity of Jesus Christ. We know our Daddy because we see Him live out on the earth in the life of Jesus. When you think of your family, do you just think of what you can see? Or you think through the eyes of faith and the Spirit of what you yet cannot see? Because when you live by that, when you go looking and determined to have your eyes open to see how big your family really is, you'll be surprised how far God can take you and the amazing sights that you'll see Him do in the midst of His family. And so I have a short video that I want to show you that's really your family. I want to introduce you to the members of your family in Jesus Christ, your family that you haven't met yet. But they're wonderful. And their Father in heaven is extraordinary. And He's the same Father that belongs to you. And you belong to Him if you're a believer in Christ. So I want to show this video to you. I want you to be encouraged and inspired to know you have an extended family. And this family that we have here is wonderful. But it's not fulfilling enough because there's so much more to who you are and what you're meant to be and where you're meant to be living and how you're meant to be living. And so I want to encourage you as you watch this. This is not for me. This is not because I'm a minister. This is because I love Jesus. I got saved on the door of a nightclub by a vision. He came and found me when no one else would. He loves me that much. He's not worried about the nightclub, the demons. I had plenty of them. Amen. He just stepped in. He said, this house is mine. He belongs to me. You all got to go. Bye. Amen. See, from that day to this, I've seen God do wonderful things. But I want to open up a door. If you haven't yet seen the possibility of what your membership in this family can do today on Family Day with these kids, with these adults, I want you to discover that you have a destiny greater than you've ever experienced before. And so as we play this clip, I want you to see what your Father in heaven has purposed for you. When it comes up. I had another video. I had a sequence of photos from around the world, and just while we were waiting to get that up and running, there's a huge need for you to fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with other people.
This is Heaven on Earth. Blow it up.
That side.
I see you, heaven rising before my eyes, and I see you are coming.
Touch my nose.
Look at the sky.
Come on, touch my nose. Come on, touch my nose. Come on, touch my nose.
I command you, deaf, dumb spirit.
Heaven on earth is what I see.
How old is the baby?
5 years old.
Yes, who's healing 5-year-old babies?
Yes, sir. Loves. Mama. Mommy.
Yeah, watch.
Baby.
Said, baby. Say baby. Say mama. Papa. Love you. Love you.
You happy, mama?
She's straight.
Come into my life. Make me born again. That old man, he couldn't do that. He was crippled with arthritis. He was taking medication all the time. He threw it out the door. Your family is an extended family. I found as I travel around the world that there are people so desperate, all you do is just walk through the streets. They'll bring the sick out in the streets to touch you when you just mention the name of Jesus. And I've got film footage where they're getting healed just in the streets. I've seen thousands upon thousands of people get saved. Seen thousands upon thousands of miracles, cripples walking. That lady that was touching my nose had no eyes, that was blind. God made new eyes. Can I encourage you that God's not waiting for some big prayer meeting and some big church event? He's waiting for you to wake up that you belong to a family. Yeah. And the day it becomes personal for you, it's not how much time you give to the gospel of Jesus. It's how much you discover that it's your family. Yeah. And that you have a whole lot of family that are missing you. Yeah. Because you're just not there. And that you're not going out to find them and spend time with them. Discipleship's not hard. Fall in love with Jesus. Yeah. And you'll fall in love with other people. Because when you see him, you realize everyone's made like him. You're all beautiful. I had a little old lady. She walked like this. I've had a bunch of them, actually. She walked like this. And she had 3 teeth in her head. And she had 1 piece of cloth, and it wasn't pretty. But you know what? She walked into a meeting. Pastors were like, whatever, and big church meeting and stuff we had. And, you know, as she walked through the crowd, I saw God's little girl. I saw this little girl who's been abandoned, abused, treated poorly. But you know what? When you fall in love with Jesus, it sorts out your emotional and personal issues,
like that overnight. You may have them, but they'll never be in dominion over your life again when you let him dominate. He stepped in my life. I'm still a broken man. I've never tried to have a reputation. I don't dress in suits and I don't like ties because where I go, they'll hang you with them. Amen. And so I'm not into all that. I don't get it. I was a drug dealer and beating people up on the door of a nightclub. But what I discovered was Jesus loved me so much that love, when it's let inside my heart and I open up the castle gates and I say, God, I take my defenses down. You rule. He rises up inside of you in such a way, he makes you fall in love with everybody else. You begin to discover how they can strike in one cheek and turn the other one and you still love them. And so this woman walked up to me and just smiling. And those three teeth in the head, God suddenly made me realize that's gold. And she walked up. I didn't pray for her. Bible doesn't say pray for the sick. It says love your enemies. Bless them, do good to them. I just gave her a big hug. I leaned down, gave her a hug. And right before 1,000 pastors, her back just straightened up. She went like this. And they started crying. And I said, that's to fall in love with Jesus. Is to see miracles. And so, can I tell you, there's an extraordinary life where your family is bigger than just what's in your house. In fact, God wants to push the walls out of your house because it's not big enough for what he wants to do with you. It's not great enough. And if you want to discover the secret of prosperity, it's right there. When you love your neighbor as yourself, when you give to the poor, those who have nothing, and don't expect anything in return, you give to their maker. We sowed $200,000 in the last 4 years in the mission field. We spent $22,000 on that crusade when we had 50 people in the church. One offering. I don't know where it came from. God just made it happen because he wanted to make it happen. Yeah. If you find out what God wants to make happen, anything that you need, he'll make happen. There you go. That's called faith. That's the whole definition of faith. And so I want to challenge you today and encourage you. Your family is bigger than what you think. Your house is bigger than what you have. We've given up everything. At the end of this year, we'll be moving up to Ghana. I'm taking my dog as well. We're moving. We're not coming back. Amen. I'm going to a place where they're poor and they're broken. And with one touch of the hand, they say, touch me, Jesus, I've got nothing else. When they pray that God would stretch the food in their stomach, they're people who are ready. Amen. When they're saying, thank you that I get to sleep on the bed tonight, the bed. Because there's the other 9 kids that are all like hoping they get that night too. That's a place where people are ready to be part of a bigger thing, a bigger family, because their comforts don't create walls that stop them from going out where God really wants to go and bringing into their life those that are missing. Amen. You got people missing in action in your life. Family that don't know you yet, but they'll love you. They'll stick closer than a brother. Amen. Because they're full of Jesus, and he's the one that fills their heart with that purpose. And so I want to encourage you. Amen. There's a wonderful world. Sometimes it's dirty. Sometimes it's smelly. Sometimes the people in it aren't that nice. But they're all we've got. They're his family. I've got my family. You've got your family. But we've got our family. And if we start to realize it's his family and that we have a wonderful part, then we can discover the power of God to transform our destiny. And instead of praying for a miracle, we can step out and become one. Instead of praying for miracles to happen and I'll follow them, we start going and they'll follow us. See, the power of God doesn't follow the person who's waiting to see what will happen. It's following the person who sees what needs to be done and goes to do it and says, oh, here I am, God. Let me love on these people so much that they encounter you. You watch what God does. Opening blind eyes is easy now. I want to see arms grow out that aren't there. Amen. We've seen the dead get raised. Can I tell you, the life of God is great. Love is greater than and stronger than the grave. If you let it in, death can't stop you. And you'll find out what your family's really about. Your children are a blessing. But they're there for you to train up, to discover who their real brothers and sisters and their entire family are. And so today we want to pray for you as I close. First thing I want to ask, is there anyone here, you're not part of the family of God, you've never been born again, you don't know Jesus, heaven is a foreign concept to you, God's a non-existent concept to you, or maybe he's been reaching out to you, you've been wondering, if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, as I'm telling you about, you don't know the life of God like you just saw on the video, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Father, as your senior brother, but as your Father in heaven. He wants to come into your life and adopt you, make you his own. Is there anyone here today? Because in the auditorium, it's hard to see. Just lift up your hand and wave at me. Is there anyone here? You're here for the first time. You've never given your life to Jesus. You want to? It goes for the kids too. Kids can get saved. Did you know that? No. Anyway. Is there anyone here? You're not born again. Okay. Church, you need to go and find your brothers and sisters. Amen?
Amen.
You need to go get them saved. They need you. Amen. You should always be bringing a friend, not just to church, into your life. Don't try and bring them to a service. Bring them into your life. Bring them to you. And it's inside of you if it's really God. They told me at Bible college, God doesn't always do miracles here. I said, really? Then I'll throw my Bible out. He's either God of the whole world or he's not God. So what's inside of you? Got to let it out. Amen? Share. You start sharing, God will start caring. Amen? You'll see it work. It's, amen? If it's his way, he'll pay. Amen? If he guides, he'll provide. You'll see it. But you got to step out. Step out of the boat. You'll find you can walk on water. Amen. Is there anyone you need healing today? Because my kids and I, we're going to pray for you. See, our kids have followed us. And so they know how to pray for the sick. We've had our kids pray for people with various problems that have been healed. Broken arms, and they get fixed and stuff. And just little kids, you know. But they so see us love Jesus that they find it's easy to do. Is there anyone here you need a miracle? You need God to heal you? You need God to touch you? Amen. And just pour his love on you? Is there anyone here? If you're here, come down the front. We want to pray for you. Amen. Kids, you want to come up here? My kids are going to pray for you. Well, it's family day. Family prayer. Family prayer is not something you do at nighttime before you go to bed. That's just reading the Bible. Amen. Family prayer is when we go out in the streets and we say, hey, you sick? My kids will pray for you. just come. Come. Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Joseph.
God bless you. This is Joseph. This is Carlin with a lollipop. And this is Shekinah. You know, God can heal the sick even if you're sucking on a lollipop. Colin prayed for a man with a broken neck. He's in his singlets and shorts. He came out, you got a neck injury. Come here, prayed for him, got healed, put his lollipop in, walked off. God's not religious. Amen? He loves us. Is there anyone else? You need God to heal you? You need God to save you? I want to invite you to come. See, I didn't need it. If you're quiet and need music, I just talking to you. Amen? Because we're family. Family doesn't need to put on a show for each other. They need to be real with each other. They need to be honest. Simply believe and you'll receive. Amen? Simply believe and you'll receive. Believe means to believe and go for it. Go for it. Amen? Just have a go. That's all it takes. You got to expect. In Africa, when I say, anyone want to get healed, they run at you. In India, we had to put up a fence around the platform. And I'm serious, a fence, because we got swamped. Each night, I couldn't get off the platform after more than 3 hours because people just ran up and said, touch me, touch me, touch me. Happens when you got 20,000 people. The whole town comes out. Amen. And so, kids, we're going to pray right now. Bard, do you want to come? Where's my clown of a wife? Amen. Amen. Whatever is your problem, it's not bigger than Jesus. The Bible says he holds the universe in the span of his hand. Our tiny little speck of dust in the universe is very, very small. And yet all his love and attention is focused on that one place. And right now, right here in this place, the upholder of the universe, who with the squeezing of his hand could destroy everything, but has chosen to uphold you, has demonstrated that his love for you is so stable, so solid, that right now, if you just simply trust him and say, I want you to touch me, he already is. It's just a matter of letting the reality transform yours. So often we're like, oh, God, I want you to pray, and we're praying for miracles. He said, ask and you shall receive. He said, you haven't asked until now, but now your sons. Amen. The Father gives things to the sons, not the servants. Jesus said, you're my friends because you keep my commandments. You know what it is I'm about. I want to tell you right now, today, the living God has just been waiting for this opportunity to touch you. Amen. So just lift up your hands to your Father in heaven. He's right there. Where your hands reach out, this is the point of contact. Amen. And so we're just going to pray for you. The people are praying for you. Just Trudy, you want to come and pray? You're the mama in the house. Amen. Do you want to come and help Trudy? Amen. No, you pray. You stay there. You pray. Amen. Marilyn? And so we're just going to pray right now. Marilyn, do you want to come and pray for Joseph? Amen. Okay. So this is a family thing. We have an inheritance and we share it because we love. Amen. We're going to pray right now as these hands are laid out. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they recover. It doesn't even say pray for the sick. It just says lay hands. You're being healed right now. The condition in your body is no longer able to stay. Oh, we speak to every situation in your body right now and we say in the name of Jesus, be gone. You are no longer welcome. This is our family. This is our house. God lives in these houses. And we thank you, Jesus, for the wonderful joy that the name of Jesus brings in our life. Father, right now, we just thank you for the power of heaven. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy, that you love us so much. You love us so much. Let the fire of your passion just fill us right now. Healing is yours. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. Be loved by God. Be loved by God. Be loved by God. Be loved by God. Someone want to come and help us? Can I just get a catcher or some guy? Just been going to the gym at least once a week. Because we love each other. Holy Ghost. The anointing's not volume. But I get excited, so I shout. I love it. Receive. Receive your healing. Be loved by God. Be loved by your Father in heaven right now. You are made whole, Joseph. You are made whole. That which was your affliction is gone. From this day forward, just receive the fire of God. Receive. Just receive. And be made whole. Be made whole. As the anointing is flowing out of Marilyn, it's just transforming you. Father. Father, we thank you. We just bless you right now for Papa Keith. Thank you. Be loved by God. Faith works by love. Be loved by God. From this day forward, your body is renewed like the eagles. Thank you, God. Your word says you will show us wonderful things out of your law. Out of your word comes wonder, miracles. In the name of Jesus, be filled right now with the fire of the passion of God. Fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for complete healing and restoration for the years ahead. Restored. 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 Restored, 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 restored. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Holy Ghost. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Let's all stand up, can we? Because I know how much the glue of this world attaches to the seat of our faith. Ties us to the cushion of conformity, to the wonders of this chair in this place. Amen. Turn around to the person next to you, if you know them, and give them a hug and say, God loves you. But don't just say it. Don't just say it. Tell them. Tell them. Amen.
You too, mate. Oh, I've got the anointing all over me. Amen.
Be filled. Yeah. Be soaked. Catch it. Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn to the other person and say, you are restored. Turn to it can be the same person. There's enough love to go around. Trust me. Amen. From this day forward, let me pray over you. And now I'll close on this. Lift your hands up to heaven. Yeah, you can keep. No, you can keep holding on to that. But if you love them, you keep holding on to them. Keep holding on to them. It's a family service. We're not being religious, right? Family. So, come here. So, let me show you where love is found. Ready? Greet each other with a holy kiss. I'm married to her, so it's okay. I'm not setting a bad example. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. With your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole strength, your whole spirit, right now, yearn for Him and Him alone, because He will fill you with the love that everyone else needs. And that you need. I speak into your life. I speak to your body. I speak to your circumstances and I speak to your world. I say in the name of Jesus, devil, the love of God passes all understanding, all learning and all culture, sweeps you away and fills us with the overflow. In Jesus' name, there is no higher, no greater, no wider depth than the love of God. It holds the universe in its stability and it holds us in his perfect grace. Receive your miracle in the abundant overflow of the King right now where you stand. God is yours and you are his. Yes. So simply receive what he has destined for you from the foundation of the world. It's yours. Just whisper to him, I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Fill my life beyond my wildest imagination with all that you think is possible. Make me an example for the family of God who are not yet come home. Help me, God, to love like you love and to be the love that goes and reaches out, changes the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now give that person a hug again, because that's the best bit. If you can get that out of my message, it's good. Is there anyone here you haven't been hugged yet? Just lift up your hand. Sometimes we pray for all this other stuff and what you need is just someone. They sent me to psychologists for years going, why is he such a mess? You know what my problem was? No one wanted to spend 5 minutes just to sit down and talk to me, to love me and say, you know what? I actually care. Is there anyone here you haven't had a hug yet? I'll give you one. My wife might not, because she's a one-man woman. Amen. If she shakes your hand, she's not being rude. She's married to one man. She loves me jealously. Is there anyone you haven't had a hug yet? Have you had a hug yet? He loves you. Sometimes we miss the ones we're not looking at. Amen. Don't let God let you miss the ones you're not looking at. God bless. So today, be blessed. You're going to go out and have fellowship. Let it be a time of real love. Amen.